Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Welcome to the Insomnia Project. Sit back, relax, and listen as we have a calm conversation that is meant, of course, to help you drift away and possibly find your way to sleep. Thank you for joining us. I'm your host, Marco Timpano.
I'm Amanda Barker.
Amanda, we've mentioned it, I think, last week. This podcast is nominated for 2 Canadian Podcast Awards that are coming up. Best Health and Fitness and Best Outstanding Production. So there we go. And we were just in Montreal because another podcast I work on had a live broadcast that was really excellent. I had a really great time in Montreal, and it was well received, and the authors being interviewed were fantastic, and it went very well.
And we got to go to Bota Bota.
Yes, and I'd love to talk about that for our listeners, because we have a lot of listeners who enjoy spas and things like that. So tell us about Bota Bota.
Oh, I thought you were going to. Well, Bota Bota is a spa on a boat.
And hence the name, Bota, B-O-A-T-A, B-O-A-T-A. It's right near Old Montreal on the water.
Mm-hmm.
And you kind of...
nestled on the St. Lawrence River.
Walk through a little path that keeps telling you to be silent. And then you check in with the attendants.
Yeah. Yeah, you get a towel and a robe. Very similar to other spas that we've, you know, been to. But it's interesting because some of it is on the boat. And then they have a little bit of land next to where the boat is docked. And we say boat, but it barely resembles a boat. It's definitely floating on the water.
There were 2 old barges, I think, that they made into a spa. So you keep going up and up on the boat, and there's different dry saunas and wet saunas. And I never do these cool pools, or what are they called? You jump in them all the time.
Cold plunge.
Cold plunge.
If it's wet, I'm going to get into it. If it's dry, I'm going to get into it. I want to make sure I do everything there.
I fell asleep on one of the little hanging egg chairs.
Well, what they have, and this is very common with spas, is they tell you to do what they call the circuit. And so at Bota Bota, they say that the circuit is a hot pool or a hot tub experience. There are hot tubs. There is also a very warm pool, 2 warm pools. So you get into one of those, nice and steamy, and then you go for a quick cold plunge. Apparently it's very good for you.
Not for me.
And then you lounge for about 15 minutes and just relax.
Oh, I didn't know that you're supposed to lounge.
And then you repeat that. Yeah.
Oh,
so there's places to lounge. Like you said, there's sort of swings that kind of resemble little egg crate. Well, egg crates, I don't know, but they're like little oval
baskets
that you can kind of swing and lay in. And there's also a whole, you know, there's a room we didn't even go into that's like a nap room. Then there's another place that has music kind of going. And yeah, it's a really, I mean, the thing that's really neat about it is there's so much to it and it's in a downtown setting. Because the last time you and I went to something like this was a year ago, almost exactly.
Right.
And it was just outside of Ottawa in a place called Chelsea, Quebec. I had been filming a Christmas movie that had wrapped. And so we went to that place, which was called Nordique. Now, that was almost like the amusement park of spas. Like, it had everything. It was sprawling and amazing. So everything after that is going to feel a bit more truncated.
And it was our listeners who recommended going to Nordique. So
yeah,
they made a spa lover out of me, because prior to that, I had not been.
And we've been to three this year. We went to Bota Bota. And obviously, as we said a year ago, we went to Nordique. And in between that, for our anniversary,
we went to Scandinav.
Scandinav Spa, which is up in Collingwood.
That's right.
Look at us. How bougie.
I know. It feels. But what's funny is we went to Bota Bota after 5 p.m. So we got a after hours discount.
Yeah, that's the way to do it.
That is definitely the way
also,
to do it.
Also, it's really cool to be at one of those places at night, because you're in the hot pool and looking up at the city and the stars. Pretty neat.
It is pretty. It is pretty neat. I have to admit. And then you and I drove there, so we drove back home, and it was a lovely drive.
I know. It feels like a blur almost.
It feels like a blur for sure. And look at me rhyming. And then, we've just been action-packed since then. So we're just kind of unwinding and enjoying our...
Yesterday was one of those days where we had a lot of things and it all worked out, but it was a very... As it turned out, it wasn't meant to be that way, but it became a very time-allotted day.
It's true.
Know we've all had those. And I always, when I have a day like that, where it's pretty packed, the next day I always call it my work hangover day.
Oh, of course.
Like you have a hangover from the amount of work that you did. You and I, we used to work heavily on the weekends.
That's right.
If you remember early in our... relationship.
Sure.
We did a lot of promo work, which meant we would work, you know, conference centers and events, trade shows, festivals. So those tend to be on weekends, right? So we would go and we'd be doing a promo gig for a wedding show or a baby show or whatever.
A show where you could stand in a phone booth and win fake money.
For a particular Canadian company where we would go and spend the weekend sort of hyping up a store and giving people dollars, sort of almost like little mini gift certificates that they can use in the store.
Right.
But they could be intense weekends. So then I'd always say we have the work hangover on the Monday if we weren't working. You always have to book a sort of chill day, even if it's still a work day, just something a little bit more laid back. And also today, in the end, I didn't really cook today. I made some bread, but that was in the bread maker, so it made itself really. And had a very, very simple salad for lunch. And we had some soup that was in a mason jar that your mom had handed to us last night. So
you were recently talking to someone whose father has a bread maker that when the bread maker is on and baking the bread, it'll kind of walk itself off the counter, the machine.
It's a bread maker problem. While it's kneading, ours does that too to a certain degree. It doesn't walk itself off the counter, but they get pretty intense because they're kneading the bread, and that is like a real like flapping kind of motion.
Sure.
And so the shifting of the weight, it's almost like a mini washing machine when there's like one big heavy towel in it. It's just that kind of like the weight, the circular motion of the weight is affecting the machine and kind of rocking it back and forth for sure.
Yeah. And I think last week I mentioned that I got starch and I use the starch and my shirts are very crisp and I'm very happy about that, Amanda.
That's great to hear.
Nothing like putting on a crisp shirt, with crisp collars.
Starch is great in our food and it's great in our shirts.
Without a doubt. And, you know, it's interesting. Prior to coming down here, it was lightning sleet outside.
Yeah.
So,
and it's happening again this year. Last year we had thunder snow.
Yeah, that's right.
Thunder snow.
Good old thunder snow.
Now, well, and the thunder snow is back today. It's our first snow of the year, I think.
Well, it's not thunder. It's lightning sleet because it's not snow. It's sleety because I went to put the garbage out.
But earlier it was like an icy snow.
Right, but there's no thunder. It's all lightning.
Well, that can't be.
Yeah, I didn't hear a thunderclap.
I think you can't have lightning without thunder, right?
I don't know. I think you can have...
When there's lightning, there's thunder.
I guess.
I thought. I don't think you get the lightning without the thunder.
I didn't hear the thunder.
You don't get the rainbows without the rain.
I guess. Well, it was quite sleety outside, and I had to bring out the garbage and the...
It's not a word you hear a lot. Sleety.
No, no, it's
not. The sleety side of the street.
It's true. And we talked to our sister-in-law and nephew.
Oh, yeah, we did. That was a fun... I had a quick little lunch break, and you happened to be home for it. And our little baby nephew. We have three nephews and one incredible niece. Three incredible nephews. All... they couldn't be more different, the three of them. I love them all so, so much. And our youngest nephew and youngest of all of them...
he decided to call us,
mm-hmm.
or like
his mom did, maybe
face call us. What do you call those things?
Yeah, yeah. But, yeah.
And we got to see him, and I tried to do all my uncle tricks to make my nephew giggle or laugh. And
he's not sure what to make of
us. He's not
yet.
Sure.
He's cute though, mm-hmm. and smart. Yeah, he's a real joy, and brings a lot of happiness and a lot of. Conversational topics to this house. We talk about him all the time. He's just because he's a year and a half now, and he's kind of exploding with language, so he's learning all sorts of new things.
So much fun to hear the words.
Oh, he's so
learned.
Cute.
I got a postcard today, which is always exciting to get, mm-hmm. in the mail when you get, you know, bill or just junk mail after junk mail. And I think there was a magazine of yours and a flyer, and then I saw a postcard,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
from a friend who was working in the Northwest Territories. So that was so lovely to receive.
Yeah.
A postcard from that far north,
mm-hmm.
From a friend. And I love getting postcards, I have to say. I used to write so many.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I do make a point of writing a few postcards, depending where we are.
I feel poorly because when we were in St. Pierre and Magdalen, I posted after we came back. And a dear friend of mine who lives in Whitehorse, actually.
You said St. Pierre and Magdalen.
Oh.
St. Pierre and Miquelon.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
I'm tired.
Yeah, fair enough.
I did, yeah. But there are Magdalen Islands, right?
That's right. There are Magdalen Islands.
Where are they?
They're, you know, Ile de Madeleine is...
But that's Ile de Madeleine. But what are the Magdalen Islands? Is that the same?
I don't.
Oh,
that,
no.
I can't pinpoint that.
Oh, no. So many M islands.
There's a lot of
Madagascar,
M.
Mauritius.
Wow, so many.
So many. Montserrat. Now I'm just thinking of islands that begin with M. Island countries. Anyway, he saw it and he said, oh, please send me a postcard from there. I don't have one from there. I guess he has a big postcard collection, which I don't think I realized. So, because I send him a Christmas card every year, but I guess it's the postcards he's after. So I need to figure that out. Do we have one?
We might have one.
It won't be from there, but I feel bad because we worked really hard to get those postcards out there.
We could send one from, I think I have a postcard from Jamestown, New York, if you want to send that.
I don't know if he wants that, but yeah.
Madeline Island is an island in Lake Superior, which is part of Ashland County, Wisconsin. Is that what you're thinking
Magdalen?
Of? No, Madeline.
So there's Ile de Madeleine too, which is different,
right.
But I said Magdalen, so that's what we're trying to find. I think there is Magdalen Islands, but I don't know if that's what they call Ile de Madeleine in English.
Yeah, Magdalen Islands is off Fatima, Quebec, it says here, I think.
That's or is that different islands?
The Magdalen Islands, Ile de la Madeleine.
Okay,
are
so
small,
there you go.
It's a small archipelago.
Just because Magdalen could be in both languages and Madeleine can be in both languages. So I didn't know if it translated Madeleine to Magdalen, you know?
I didn't realize Madeline is Magdalene.
I don't know that I realized that either.
I prefer Madeline, although I did know a Magda when I was in high school.
I worked with a Magda at my work. So there you go. Everyone knows a Magda.
I see your Magda, and I raise you another Magda.
I think she was Ukrainian or Polish. I can't remember. Was your Magda Ukrainian or Polish?
No, she wasn't.
Well, what heritage was she?
She was Italian.
Oh, why are you looking at me like that? Like as if I knew that. I didn't know.
No, no.
I didn't know Magda.
Well, I had to think.
I didn't know her business.
Well, you know what? I'm sure she's doing well, whether you know her business or not. I haven't seen her in so many years.
Well, let's hope she's somehow listening. But this makes it to her. Magda, who you went to high school with. Do you remember? We won't say her last name, but do you remember her last name?
I think so.
Not convincing.
Listen, to be fair, Magda and I weren't fast friends.
We weren't tight.
No, we weren't tight. I believe she was good in math, and I wasn't. And I'll leave it at that.
Okay.
I'd never enjoyed a math class, but I did enjoy science and art classes and, you know, geography. I was good in geography, speaking of Magdalene Islands.
Our niece was telling me last night that she's really enjoying history and geography, which she now gets to study.
Are you a fan of geography?
Yeah, but I wasn't as a kid, I don't think. But I also don't really remember taking geography.
I took a geography class in university. And the thing I remember the most about that class was the teacher said glacier for glacier.
Oh, that is weird.
He was British, but he said glacier.
Oh, and
it took me. Oh, I don't think that's an excuse just because he was British.
That's a way to say it.
Glacier.
Like, do you say tinnitus or tinnitus or whatever?
Well, clearly I don't say the second one if you can't even say it.
Tinnitus is tinnitus.
Tinnitus. No.
Like Madeline is to Magdalene.
Do you say aluminum or aluminium?
Aluminium.
That's what you say?
No.
Nope. Okay. Schedule or schedule? Schedule.
Do you say coupon or coupon?
Ooh. Do you say nuclear?
We're not answering these.
No.
Nuclear or nuclear?
Do you say library or library?
Do you say epitome or epitome?
Oh, I don't say epitome. I never heard that before.
My goodness. Say epitome.
I will say this, though. You know, sometimes we get hired to do audiobooks, and there'll be words that we encounter that we don't necessarily know what the pronunciation is of that word, the correct pronunciation. Mm-hmm. So I go to this website called Youglish, Y-O-U, Glish, and it will give you a bunch of pronunciations of that word in many different English pronunciations. So you can do North American, so the U.S., or British or Australian pronunciations of those words.
Amazing.
So it's proven handy because there's certain words that I encounter that I'm like, you know, I have no idea how you pronounce that word.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to know how to pronounce them when you're reading a book. Speaking of books, we got the Britney Spears book that we...
Oh, yeah, we did.
On audiobooks. We've been listening to that.
Something happened and someone's finger slipped, I think, or something, because we've skipped over a major part of her life and a major part of the book that has been well publicized. And at first we thought, oh, it'll come back later.
But we're beyond that point now.
It's not one of those memoirs where she's not following a timeline. She's following a pretty...
Definitely.
Pretty linear timeline.
Do you prefer books that follow timelines or do you like them to bounce around?
When they're books written by Britney Spears, I think they can follow a nice, succinct timeline.
Sure, sure.
It's not a long book either.
No, we listened to it. What's funny is you were in queue for it in the library.
Oh my goodness, what a British thing to say.
I always say queue.
I was in queue for it?
Yeah, you were in queue for it. How would you describe what you were?
I was on hold. I had it on hold.
I guess. I think you were in queue for it, but...
I've never heard you say that, in queue for
it. I use queue all the time.
Can you queue for some groceries?
I always queue for groceries.
It's super British.
Well, listen, I can't help what I am. So
I'm more British than you are.
No.
By heritage. It's all about the heritage today.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, why are you upset about that?
I don't think... I mean, your heritage...
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Well, then I'm surprised you're not using Q.
I understand it. I don't use it. I'm also American.
Fair.
Remember, we left Britain.
Exactly. So you left the Q behind. You were in Q to leave.
Yeah, you don't have to Q anymore when you leave Britain.
I still Q. But my point was not about your lineage to Britain. My point was that you were in a long list of Q for...
Still sounds weird.
For the book. You were like...
Yeah, there was 2,000... It was like 2,700 people are ahead of you. You're like, oh, that'll be great.
So we were like, we're not going to get this book for months and months because we prefer to use the library when we can to get both our audiobooks and our regular page books. What do you call them?
Our regular page books.
It's a very British way to say it.
However, something happened with the library this week.
They had a bit of a malfunction with their computer systems for a while, so we weren't even able to access books. But something happened this week, and Amanda skipped the queue to the very beginning of the line.
Yeah.
And she has...
People couldn't get it out, I think. And then, so they just kept going up the line. And then I ended up getting it.
And we were listening to it like it was going out of style. And we were having a good time.
Yeah, we're not done it yet. We have two more hours left.
We have two more hours. And because you skipped the queue, you only have it for 7 days, correct?
Yes, that's right. So it's called the Skip the Line book.
Oh, is it called Skip the Line?
Yeah, it's definitely not called the Skip the Queue book.
I think it would sound better, Skip the Queue. Lulu, Skip the Queue.
Okay. Do you know about Kew Gardens?
Yeah, we've talked about them before.
Oh, we have?
Remind us.
Kew Gardens, spelled differently, K-E-W, are the gardens around, I believe, Buckingham Palace? One of the palaces.
Sure.
I don't know which palace. I think Buckingham. Is that the big one?
It's your heritage.
Or is it Windsor? I was gone by the time the Mountbattens were in power. Okay. Anyway, they used to be the gardens that supplied all the food for the kingdom or for the queen or something.
Right, right.
I don't know. But there used to be this show called, what was it called? Kew Garden or Four Seasons of the Kew.
Lineup Gardens?
It's spelt differently. It's K-E-W. I don't know if it means the same thing. And I found it the most gentle, calming series. I must have watched it a million times. There's only four episodes. But it was like all the things I love about calming British TV. Because they would be like, in the spring, asparagus. And then they would show a couple ways to cook asparagus. And then they would show... how, you know, the Victorians cooked their asparagus. They would, and there's always something crazy. They'd be like, they thought it was a good idea to preserve it in arsenic. And they didn't understand why people were getting ill or whatever. I don't know. There's always like something like that. Or like they enjoyed making a savory tart with asparagus and lard or whatever.
Right,
like
sure.
There's always something crazy. And you're like, what? And then they'd like make that thing or whatever it was for each season. So... anyway, it's very enjoyable.
Sure.
If anyone can, I don't know where, it's probably lives in the depths of an Amazon Prime catalog or something.
Listen, you could always look if the library has it and put yourself on a queue for the queue.
Four Seasons of the Queue or Dinner from the Queue or Queue Gardens, I don't know.
Well, that helps our listeners find
it. Yeah, it's super helpful. Let me see if I can find it.
There you go. Speaking of gardens, I had to put away my garden outside and I had to bring all my indoor plants back inside. And lo and behold, none of my tomatoes made tomatoes this year, which I was very disappointed in.
Oh, wow.
Not one. But we had,
okay,
our herbs.
This just in.
Okay.
Queue Gardens, a year in bloom. 2021 it was made. Was that it? 2021?
One episode and done. Or one season and done.
That's it? I thought it was longer ago. Well, there's a second series of Kew Gardens A Year in Bloom. I need to find Channel 5.
I'm watching this arts and crafts show. Once again, a British show, because it seems like that's all we ever watch.
Mm-hmm.
Where all these artisans have to live in a... in a grand estate,
mm-hmm,
and they have to arts and craft it up.
Yeah.
So they get a room.
What's it called? Victorian.
Arts and crafts house or something like that.
Yeah.
And so what happens is they get a room And four of the artists have to approach the room and design in the room. And the other artists kind of help them out, but they have to use what you would have back in the day. So, for example, you know, one person...
It's called the Victorian House of Arts and Crafts.
Right. So they have to use Victorian methods to make their arts and crafts.
Mm-hmm.
And so, for example, they had to make wallpaper and they had to print it in the old-fashioned way.
Mm.
It was pretty incredible, Amanda. And I'm really enjoying that. But it takes me at least three episodes to watch it because I fall asleep. But it is a great show.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, absolutely.
And as you can tell, we're sort of...
We're drifting off thinking about Kew Gardens.
We're drifting off ourselves. So I think I'm going to wish you all the best. Thank you all for listening to our podcast and making it one that gets recognized for awards, and I really appreciate that. If you are a voting member of the Canadian Podcast Awards, feel free to drop us a vote. And if you're not, feel free to just listen, relax, and drift off to your Kew Garden or to your spa on a boat or to your
Kew.
Until next time, we hope you are able to listen and sleep.